Mississauga Steelhead sniper James Hardy just scored the biggest goal of his career on Wednesday night, but he had more immediate things on his mind. "I've got about 50 family and friends here that I'm gonna go see right now," said the Innisfil native, who played minor hockey in Barry for the AAA Colts. Hardy, 20, scored the winner in double overtime. A Colts grad scoring to beat the Colts and tie the series at 2 games apiece, you couldn't write a better script. Unless, of course, it happens again. So far, there has been virtually nothing to choose between the two clubs. The best-of-7 conference quarterfinal series continues tonight in Mississauga. Game time is 7 p.m. during a brief chat with Barry today after the win, in which Hardy also scored to open the game. He acknowledged the significance of a local player coming home to wear the black hat. Hardy's exploits are coming while playing against his former minor hockey teammate, Tyson Forster. Forster has been no slouch, either, scoring once and adding 2 assists in a tight-checking first-round series. Hardy has scored 4 of his team's 7 goals. At least 3 of them have been using his pro-like shot, a reminder that perhaps NHL clubs made a mistake in not calling Hardy's name at the draft. "Twice. All the kid does is score goals," explained one NHL scout in attendance Wednesday night. "Every team needs players like that in their organization." Forster, of course, was not expected to be taking part in the series. He began his pro career last year after the Ontario Hockey League cancelled its season, allowing underage players to play in the American Hockey League. Hardy spent some time with the Toronto Marlies, but did not see game action. His 2020-21 season was wiped out due to the pandemic. Forster, a first-round pick of the Philadelphia Flyers in 2020, would likely have stayed with their Lehigh Valley affiliate had he not been injured earlier this season. The Flyers sent him back to Barrie last month, and former Philadelphia star Daniel Breer, now working for the team in a management capacity, was keeping a watchful eye at Sadlin Arena on Wednesday night. "Given there's almost nothing to choose between the two teams, 3 of 4 games have gone to overtime, the series winner, whether it comes Monday night in Barrie in Game 6 or on Wednesday back in Mississauga in Game 7, could come down to Forster or Hardy. There are no official records kept of these sorts of things, but hometown players going against one another in significant playoff series is rare. Or, at least it's rare involving the Colts. And officially, Hardy's presence in this playoff series is probably the most significant playoff matchup involving a local kid on the opposition since Glenn Crawford's Sudbury Wolves eliminated the Colts in a conference semifinal series 24 years ago. The Colts were smarting after Wednesday's game because they felt the penalty on Evan Vierling that set up Hardy's winner was a bad call, especially in light of a missed one on Forster in the first overtime period. "You can understand the Colts' angst, but it matters little now. Now tied at 2 games, a Colts series victory would be an immediate boon for a franchise that hasn't seen the postseason in 4 years. It will also help set the table for 2022-23. That's because many younger players have been forced into bigger roles with injuries decimating the lineup of older ones. The early seasoning will help the young pups, and the club could get lucky if 1 or 2 of its NHL-drafted players are sent back to Barrie as overagers next season. All that will be decided in due course. For now, the Colts have 3 games and must win 2 of them to extend their season. All things considered, the Colts have done well to get to this point." Hardy's goal on Wednesday night ensured one thing. The biggest game in Barrie since these two teams met 4 years ago will take place on Monday. Barrie prevailed in 6 games back then. Local hockey fans need not be reminded what has taken place in the intervening 48 months. Colts head coach Dale Hawerchuk was diagnosed with cancer and died from the disease in August 2020. It is a quote from Hawerchuk that seems especially relevant now. "The Hall of Famer's message about taking advantage of opportunities greets you as you descend the stairs to the Colts room." Sadly, Hawerchuk is gone, but his words hang thick in the air right now.